Attending med school can be tough.
It is, as people describe it, one hell of a bullshit ride.
So how do we survive as medical students?
Med talks, med life, med crisis.
Hear it all on MedCast. Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of MedCast. Bet you thought we were gone, but we're not. We're alive. Wrong. This is Ara.
And Karen.
And we randomly decided out of nowhere to record a podcast, an episode. Because I feel like it's been so long since our last. When was our last? Forgot na
talaga. I don't even remember. I think that was last year pa.
Kaya nga,
we kept trying to schedule the podcast, but it kept getting moved and moved and moved. And then here we are, finally recording a new one.
Oh, last year pa was the Reflections one. Tama, last year pa.
Oh, shocks. And the year is almost ending. Well, bare months na tayo. So, antagal na
nga. So much has changed. Anyway, how have you been? We haven't talked in so long.
Yeah. I don't know. Ayun, nag-clerkship na finally. She made it.
She Woo-hoo! Made a little celebratory dance. Well, how was your schedule though?
Well, I'm currently rotating in Amang. Rodriguez. Okay. Pero 1 week lang kami doon. And then fortunately, 12 hours lang kami doon. So, yay. But sa school ko, as in where we're really, well, kung saan talaga ako nagka-clerkship, 24 hours, you know, the usual pre-duty na 7 to 5, and then duty, 24 hours, and then from. Then yeah. That's pretty much it.
How is clerkship treating you?
it's so fucking tiring. But then I guess, yeah, I'd rather have clerkship than be doing online classes. So pwede na rin. How about you?
How about me? Well, I have 4 months left. Well, a little more than 4 months left in internship if you count the remaining days of September, but yeah. I'm good.
When did you start again?
I started February. Yeah, February 2022. Mm-hmm. So, it's been stressful. I mean, we have less hours than you. Kasi with internship, syempre, fina-factor in yung time for studying for boards, but doesn't exist.
Yeah. So, you don't really have time to study.
Yeah. But I mean, it's okay. A lot of the past few months, although they've been very, very stressful, they've been very transformative also.
Nox! Deep.
So, yeah, I thought, well, we had planned to record this episode back in January pa ata, February.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or I don't know, maybe March or April. Basta like the first quarter of the year. And we failed to do so just because things kept getting piled up. And yeah, our schedules wouldn't match.
Yeah.
So back then, what we had discussed was, well, do we say the spoiler alert na? While we're recording.
Yeah.
But I'll let you do the honors.
Okay. This is gonna be my last episode with MedCast. So I'm leaving, Ara. I'm so sorry.
Aww.
It's because, do I say the reason?
Yeah. Like, if you want to.
Ano ba? I feel like magdadrama ako. I feel like MedCast will thrive more with Ara just in it. Because honestly, like doing a podcast isn't my forte. So I'm not as comfortable as like Ara. So ayan, I'm letting her sail the ship on her own. Unless she finds a partner, so
she's abandoning
if you guys
want to
apply, yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but if you guys to give people a background of how we conceptualized Medcast, it was really, parang Karen was doing me a favor by just coming on and co-hosting with me. Like I remember that you had hesitations at first, mm-hmm. but then. Our agreement then was, you know, record lang tayo, parang usap-usap lang, kwentuhan lang. And mm-hmm. I really took on most of the workload for like with editing and the pub and all that, which I have no problem with kasi having you as co-host is really more than enough contribution. I mean, it's sad, but I guess it's part of growth.
Letting go.
Honestly, I don't know how, maybe subconsciously, the reason why I kept delaying recording then was because, you know, I like the thought of having you to bond with Aww. When we record.
But, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. But yeah, I honestly at this point have no projected plans yet for a Medcast. I had a plan like after our 2021 Reflections episode, but then a lot has changed since then, which mm-hmm. we're gonna talk about in a few. But yeah, currently I have no plan for Medcast, so I guess when we release this, if you guys have any plans on what you'd like me to do on this solo journey. But yeah, I'm open to any suggestions, but enough of that. We're here to celebrate life and go out on a good note for Karen. So yeah. I thought it would be a nice topic to talk about just life things that have been mm-hmm. happening for the past 2022.
Yeah.
And like I said, on my end, a lot has changed. A lot has happened. So we're going to share some, it's going to be a very chill episode. If this is not what you came here for, if you wanted med content, I'm sorry. Ain't going to happen in this episode. We're just going to talk about life. Well, part of it is med life, but yeah, we're not going to be very specific about anything and we're just going to discuss or rather talk about catch up lang kami. Of recent life events. Want to start?
Mm-hmm. No, you start. I feel like your life is more interesting.
My life is not interesting. It's literally pasok sa duty, uwi, tulog, ligo, pasok ulit.
Hindi well, ito na.
Sige. Well, actually, I don't know if I'm gonna call it a life event. So yeah, fine. It's a life event. Back in April, I was diagnosed with major depressive disorder. Mic drop. And yeah, I think, well, Karen has told me for a really long time, but yeah, I feel like it's been kumbaga matagal ko nang kinoconsider to, you know, seek consult and actually mm-hmm. get diagnosed and all that. And what's weird for me is, and it's not to belittle people who experience this, but what's weird for me is that my depression has nothing to do or it's not med related. Like I've never had any doubts on becoming a doctor. I've never doubted myself and my capabilities as a doctor, etc., etc. So they're rooted mostly from the relationships that I form with people, maybe, you know, through friendships or with family or romantically. And April was a really hard month. Well, it's mm-hmm. been really difficult keeping up with, you know, the counseling sessions and the medications and everything else that comes with therapy. But we're getting there.
What made you decide to finally seek consult? Because I remember we've been telling you to do this for like the longest time, for like years, literally.
The main thing, and I'm going to be very transparent about this, because I've already discussed this with the people who are involved, were involved. The main thing why I didn't seek consult back then was because of, like, my family, my parents didn't want me to seek consult. So I think the stigma that surrounds seeking consult for psychological reasons is, you know, it's, for one, it's going to be really hard to just admit that you need help.
Yeah.
And, you know, the backlash or the judgment that you get from people when they find out that you're actually doing this, you're consulting, you're doing counseling, etc. I mean, face it, we still live in a society that isn't that open. Yeah, they're not as open-minded about the whole psychological diseases or, you know, entities.
Whatever. Mental health.
Mental health. There you go. I don't have words. So, ayun, yun yung pinaka main reason bakit hindi ako nag-seek ng consult before. And I would often get told na I have this certain reputation, and for me to seek consult or for me to admit na hindi ako mentally capable, quote-unquote, or that I'm mentally weak or emotionally unstable is, you know, is me being vulnerable about my weakness as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's the main reason why I kept holding back. But then come April, I don't know, parang for me, I intern in a hospital that offers this type of service and it's readily accessible. That's for one. Kasi parang, it's so difficult finding or trusting people or professionals that you can really constantly and consistently seek help from.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, parang, it's there, papasok na ako sa duty, then I can just excuse myself for a little while and go to my consult, go to my appointment, go to my counseling. So, yun, that's a factor. And two, parang, it really got to a point where I really couldn't handle it anymore. The stress or the mental load that it was taking on my life. Like, I couldn't function. There were days when I would just wake up. I wouldn't even wake up to eat. Parang I would just wake up because I was woken up. And then they would force me to eat. I'd have like 2 to 3 bites. And then after that, I'd go back to sleep. And then the same thing. So, kumbaga, it was very debilitating na. And this wasn't helpful kasi intern ako. I'm expected to work and show up every day at the hospital and, you know, treat patients.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't healthy and I was aware of that. Siguro, I just needed a bit more push from people like my family and my friends, the guy I was dating at the time. So yeah. Did I answer the question?
Yes, ma'am, you did. Do you wish you sought consult earlier?
I guess parang 50-50 siya for me. Kasi, alam mo yung, If I didn't do it now, then it would be a lot different. Something like that. But then, if naagapan ko siya then it may not have gotten as bad as it did. So, it's 50-50. Pero things like that, parang hindi ko na siya iniisip. Parang,
right.
As of current, what's important to me is that I did it. I admitted my weaknesses and all that. And what's important is that at least I'm getting the help that I need now.
Yeah. Me, I'm proud of you. For real, though.
Yeah. I feel the friendship. Pause. She finally did it.
Yeah. And the thing with Ara kasi, she's high functioning despite all of those things happening in her life. So if you don't know Ara talaga in like this level, you wouldn't think that there's something going on in her personal life. So wala, stellar yarn. Masyadong so stellar.
Yun yung very first thought that popped into my head when I considered seeking consult was that I know na it's not parang alam ko na I do a good job at hiding it just because kasi the one of the things they ask you is are you still functional?
Yeah.
And then I just said na parang I think I'm too functional.
That's true. I think that's how you cope.
And then ayun, when I noticed na I'm not able to function anymore. It's really debilitating na. So that's when it got really concerning. Kasi parang no amount of work can conceal the sadness.
Oh.
So,
ayun.
As far as treatment goes, actually, having depression isn't like a you're doomed sentence. It's like it's not a death sentence, kumbaga. It's not because you got diagnosed, then parang andyan na siya forever. And there are moments when it feels na it's impossible to treat this. Like, am I even getting any better? Are the medications I'm taking, do they have any effect? Definitely, I've had a lot of times when I thought about that. And even now, honestly, I haven't gone to counseling for the past month lang naman. I haven't sought consult for the past month in counseling just because of how hectic the schedule has been lately and how overwhelming life has been lately. But yeah, it definitely gets to a certain point where you doubt the things that you're going through and the treatment process and all that. But what's good about depression is that it's treatable. So other psychological entities, hindi mo siya matitreat agad. But with depression, scientifically speaking, there are so many studies that back it up. So yeah, I think more than anything, more than the meds, support talaga from people. I think it's important that you have people who you can lean on and who you can open up to. It helps a lot more than the meds, at least, in terms of how you feel.
Right.
So yeah, that's it for my sad life.
I'm sorry, tinawanan ko lang your sad. But you're better now, right? Well, at least...
Yeah.
Getting better.
Getting there, getting there. Well, I just got to a point during the whole treatment, at least since getting diagnosed, of this like whole inner work journey. I know now when we talked back in December, I had these like one-liners and these profound quotes whatnot. And because of what happened,
you had a new perspective that time. Like,
yeah,
you were a new person.
Like, I was so woke.
Yeah. Hindi nila alam ang dami nangyari in between those months.
So much has changed. And I guess just in summary, so I was feeling very hopeful about life back in December just because I thought, I was surrounded by good people, good energy. Yes, girl, go get it. And then come January, things started to dwindle down. And I think the nail in the coffin was the guy I was dating back then. I'm going to be very transparent about this. I have nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was a nail in the coffin. Na parang, that's when I realized, this is a pattern in my life and it needs to stop. So since that ended, I really made it a point, you know, to be okay alone. You don't need to be profound and read all the books, all the self-help books and et cetera. But I mean, I liked that phase of my life, that season of my life, just that I'm in a different season now.
Yeah, the season will change again and you'll be the optimistic era. Pero you don't have to be optimistic all the time.
Yeah. I prefer to be more pessimistic. Anyway, enough about me and my sad life.
Okay.
Time for you to share.
Yeah, it's my turn to share. It's just like what I said earlier. I'm just glad I finally passed 30 year. Yay! Again, celebratory dance. So just a recap. So last year I was only taking surge because I failed that subject. So buti naman, yun nga, I passed and now I'm doing clerkship and I don't know what else to say. You know, before I used to feel sad na parang napag-iwanan ako ng friends ko and like my batchmates, my original batchmates in med. But then, honestly, I'm super happy that I that I failed and that I'm in another batch now because I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but with my original batch, I didn't really have much friends.
Yeah, like, you mentioned
it. To be honest.
It.
Yeah, but then with this batch, okay, like I love them. Well, at least the people na mga ka-duty ko and the people I'm with most of the time, like I love them. I've never felt this way with my original batch before. I don't know, like I seem to connect with the people here more and they understand me. And this is gonna sound so shallow, but then marami din kasing konyo.
You found your group.
My niche. Yeah, I found my people, like finally. Like for the longest time, I felt like an outcast. And now I feel like I belong and I feel understood. And I don't feel judged whenever I feel dumb. Because, well, I'm sorry talaga, I didn't get the support I wanted and what I was looking for in the previous batch. And now, especially, okay, shout out to Kyra and to Trina. Sila talaga yung main bitches ko for for this whole ano duty thing. Kasi they're so helpful, I swear. Like, alam niyo naman, as a bobo, like, I'm lost like 99% of the time. And sila, as in, that's exactly what they do. They hold my hand and walk me through all of this and hospital stress and everything I need to learn basically for med. So yeah, I'm super thankful for the new people that I've found.
My question is, how is your relationship with your batchmates now?
Oh, good cut. Oh, okay. Well, to start off, yung iba kong batchmates are doing PGI, where I'm in currently. So, I'm okay with them. Like, when I see them, my old, like, groupmates, like, I'm happy seeing them because, you know, familiar face and, like, they're nice to me still, even though they're higher, like, you know, because they're PGIs na. And so, yeah. And the others, I don't get to talk to them anymore. Except for my roommate, because, well, duh, we're roommates. But yeah, my other set of friends, unfortunately, I don't get to talk to them anymore. So, yeah.
Do you think your crowd now, because I know you, and I know your hesitations with taking med and sometimes becoming a doctor, but is the crowd now that, like, is the crowd you have now helping you be more motivated or ano ba? Parang, is it, yeah.
I get what you mean. It's a good question. But again, unfortunately, I'm still not as motivated. You know, every day, I still want to quit. But lol, here I am. So like, wala, you just have to take it one step at a time lang talaga. As in, especially, you know, on days na sobrang hirap ng duty or sa ang daming ganap and you're like super tired and umiiyak na lang ako and then I'm like, I just wanna quit. But like, how do I quit? I already paid 170K for the SEM. Like, I'm already in fourth year. My mom's gonna kill me. So like, pwede pa ba mag-quit? So, wala. And I guess it's also comforting to know that I have people to talk to who share the same sentiments. Actually, mas marami ngayon who feel the same way as I do that parang, why are we here? We just wanna quit, pero wala naman tayong magagawa. So, yun na lang. So, parang feel ko mas marami hong karamay ngayon.
Yeah.
And that helps me a lot. Because previously, talaga, as in zero, there was no one else who felt the same way as I did. So, yeah. But I guess yung plan ko na lang din ngayon, I just really want to get my license. And then I'm kind of done with med. As in, I just want to be, you know, a part-time moonlighter and then a part-time artista.
Hello, full-time artista, but part-time moonlighter.
Yeah, that. So that's my plan in life, if you guys are curious. I just really want to get my license and then I'm done. Or maybe I'll have a change of heart eventually. You know, I just need like a 3-year break. And then if I feel like it, maybe I'll go into residency. But who knows?
I mean, I'm happy because, you know, you have a crowd now that you relate more to. Because I feel like that's such an important factor then with your motivation. That's why I asked the question. So
that's true. Yeah, I don't feel as burnt out as I was before.
Because I have people now.
Thank you guys. Please listen to this podcast so you guys know how much I appreciate you all.
And I feel like yung mag express ka ng frustration mo and you'll be like, oh, I want to quit. And then I feel like your previous crowd would tell you, no, laban lang, kaya natin to. But then your crowd now is like, same.
Yeah. Yeah, they just give me the look and they'd be like, same. Yeah.
Same.
That's exactly how it is.
I completely understand how happy you feel about the people you're surrounded with.
So happy
for you.
So that's one major life update with clerkship. And so, ikaw, internship.
Okay. One up. Paano ba? Remember when we had the, the first Kwentuhang PGI pala? So, oftentimes when we had people on the show, they would say na, oh, internship is like the happiest year of your med career. And I was like, well, that's bullshit. Kasi, hindi nga, like, paano happiest? As stressed ka na with board exams, tapos tuloy-tuloy pa yung duty, tapos like you're dealing with actual patients, etc. And you're having to answer to, you know, seniors na hindi pwede na basta-basta ka lang kakamali and all that.
Yeah.
So, I was wrong. I was wrong. And this is the reason why. Well, first off, well, di ko alam if people know this, but yeah, I currently intern in V Luna. So, if you're gonna ask me why V Luna, wala lang.
Why V Luna?
Wala lang. Kasi,
sabi ng tatay mo.
Sabi ng tatay ko. For reference, my dad kasi is part of the medical corps. So, yun. So, I felt na it was a good option. Because I didn't want to go into
a private hospital, honestly, kasi I wanted the exposure. I want gusto ko matoxic, like, cause like you said, I'm high functioning like that.
Yeah, okay.
So gusto ko yung matotoxic ako, gusto ko yung mabibisi ako, especially after so long na I wasn't doing anything, and you know, online classes. And ayoko rin naman yung super toxic na tipong hindi ka na makakapagpahinga, na you have no time for yourself. So I felt like V Luna was a good middle ground. Because
oh, that's nice.
You get the exposure, but at the same time, parang not that much exposure. It's like you being out on the sun, but with sunscreen.
Wow, I know love it.
She's still protected or something.
Yeah. Anyway, just to make that comparison. So, ayun, I felt that it was a good balance. And here kasi, we do rotations, parang it's every 2 months for the major departments. So, my first rotation was with internal medicine. And boy, oh boy. Wala, napasabak ako kasi hindi ko...
It's IM.
Yeah, it's IM. Like, anywhere you go, IM is toxic.
Madugo.
So, yeah, napasabak talaga ako. And to think, sabi ko, because my brother used to be a resident in Tala, in Caloocan. So, parang whenever I compare and say na, oh, toxic kami, wala kaming tulog, ilang pasyente yung nag-code. Parang for my brother, sobrang sisiw niya kasi it's a public hospital where he works in. So, parang for me, iniisip ko, shit, wala pa to. Parang, sabi ko, may time na sobrang daming admissions. And then, my brother said, yun lang, ay kami nga dito, parang 20 plus, etc. So, and then, lahat yun kailangan mong puntahan. Lahat yun, pasyente mo. Kasi lahat yun, na-admit during your shift. So, just to show you how flawed the medical health system is in the Philippines. Anyway. So, yeah. Internship is really fun. It has its highs and lows, I guess. Siguro tama yung people who came on the show before in the sense that it really is the happiest year of your life if you make it so. Kasi this is dun talaga papasok yung importance of hospital choice. Like, I understand some people who, you know, they got into a hospital and then they experience a week of how it is in that hospital. And then after that, ayaw na nila because for several reasons, like they don't get enough patient interaction, masyadong madami yung paperwork, etc., etc. So, lilipat sila ng hospital, magpapa-unmatch sila. So, it's really important, hospital choice. And, yun, I think naman kasi the crowd that you're with, it's very dynamic. It's very, what do you call
diverse.
That? Yeah, parang you can easily adjust to the crowd no matter which hospital you get into. So, ayun, regardless which school you come from, which background you come from, you'll get along with everyone eventually because you have to.
Kasi wala kang choice.
Oh, katrabaho mo sila for a year. Wala kang choice. Hindi mo sila may iwasan. Ayun. I've had groupmates tell me na, yun nga, like you said, I'm high functioning, so they say na I'm too much of a workaholic. Yung minsan yung trabaho, kahit wala na, hinahanap ko pa rin. I'm sorry, guys. Pero, ayun, it's really fun if you make it so. So far, I've been through. I am community medicine. Although our community medicine, we didn't really go into communities just because we're not yet allowed. Well, weren't allowed at the time. Gone through OB and now I'm in surgery. So
nice.
It's really fun. Here in V Luna, madaming, well, now since I came from plastics rotation, so we dress the burn patients from the C-130 crash. I don't know if you know about that.
I saw your story.
Back in 2021. So they've been in the hospital for more than a year now.
Oh, shocks.
Yeah, and we're still dressing their wounds. Like, the dressing takes about like 4 to 5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So
for one patient?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
So, okay. I mean, it's exhausting, but then by the end of it, ako, dun mo talaga, feeling ko sa internship mo talaga makikita. Well, I didn't experience clerkship, so I'm not, I can't compare, I guess. Pero dito ko nakita yung value that patients put in you if you give them quality care.
That's true.
So yeah, just, it's a nice training ground. Not just, you know, for medical knowledge, but also it'll teach you how to treat your patients right and how to communicate with them properly, how to communicate with your seniors properly, how to work with other people. Alam mo yun, madaming lessons. And at the same time, you know, it's really fun. Siguro, mahihirapan ka lang talaga during internship proper, especially the first few months, mahihirapan ka lang talaga to find time to study for boards.
Mm-mm.
But by the end of the day, you know, I convinced myself, it's not my priority now.
Yeah.
My priority now is to learn from the hospital, from the actual setting. And then,
mm-mm,
you know, down the line, syempre, kailangan mo rin naman mag-aral. But it's important that you immerse yourself fully in the environment that you'll be in when you're in internship. Kasi dun mo lang talaga siya matututunan. And
that's true.
You know, if you see, totoo yun, yung, if you see the actual case presented in front of you, matatandaan mo siya.
Yes, I can relate. Finally. As someone working in a hospital na rin, it sticks with you eh. It's super different than just reading it or like doing precep na you tackle a case. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your sched like right now?
Right now, I'm back to pre-duty from. That's 12 hours long siya. But, yeah. Medyo, here kasi, I'm not gonna lie, in Viluna, we also have paperwork kasi. So, parang funding ng mga pasyente namin, kami din naglalakad. Mm-hmm. So, in that regard, mahirap siya. Like,
it's hassle.
Toxic siya. But mm-hmm, also, I feel like it's also high yield. Well, based on my experience, high yield din siya. Because the seniors really teach you, depending on which rotation you're in. But yeah. Ganun kasi pag internship, and I feel like also clerkship, if you don't have the initiative or don't present yourself as someone curious or willing to learn, wala kang ma-absorb. So, you know, take the time to ask questions and be observant. Kahit na sobrang bobo question. I mean, no such thing as bobo questions, but like, kahit na sobrang common sense lang, if you just want to get a better understanding of it, syempre iba na yung pabibo ka lang. Papansin. But yeah. It's fun.
Do you guys have clerks in Viluna?
We don't.
Oh, so you do all the work.
Yeah, that's the, yun pa, factor din yun. So, sometimes we do clerk work.
But yeah.
It's okay. Kasi ako, di naman ako naging
clerk. Di ka naman nag-clerkship, true.
So, okay lang maging utosan. No offense.
Yeah. Well, that's essentially what a clerk does. Utosan kami. Back to me. Another major life event. Hindi naman siya major. Wala. Something new. So, since clerkship started, I'm back in a condo again. So, I'm happy living outside my house again. Well, to be fair, like, I missed living with my mom and my brother. But it's just really nice to be finally in a different environment again after 2 years of being stuck at home. So, I mean, to be fair, I enjoy doing errands for the family din naman. But yeah. Now I live with my roommate. Hygieian. So she's a PGI now. And she's been my roommate since first year, if you guys didn't know. So we're together forever.
You know, then, I didn't know na roommates na ulit kayo.
Yeah, now you know. Because we haven't updated each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're roommates again. So I'm happy because, you know, she's my mom. She's my mom in the condo. And then also my boyfriend stays there from time to time. So we're three over there. it's so convenient lang to have a roommate then who's a PGI. At least she gives me tips on parang how to go about things and sinong consultants to watch out for. And what to study for a certain rotation, how to prepare for this and that. And parang, ano ba? Nakikita pa naman kami minsan sa condo. But sometimes kasi hindi same yung sked namin.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, most of the time we're just sleeping. But yeah, I'm happy to be the housemaker of the condo. Gusto ko na lang maging katulong, TBH. I enjoy doing my dishes and doing the laundry on my own again. Not preparing the food, it's so hassle, I swear. Because, you know, my mom used to do all of that for me and now I have to be a big girl again. Sobrang babo eh. But hey, it's a big deal, okay? Like moving out of the house again. Because I miss my cats too. And I only get to visit home for parang once a month na lang. Because when, ano pa, diba sa lower years, syempre, we have a lot more time to go home at least every weekend. But then, wala eh, with clerkship, literally don't have any time. As in, swerte ka if you're lucky with golden weekends and stuff like that. Yeah. You guys use the term golden weekend too?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, if you guys didn't know what the golden weekend is, how do we explain that? That's when you're, explain it.
I don't want, baka kasi mamaya iba yung explanation ko sa explanation mo.
Okay. What a golden weekend is for us is, let's say, duty ka, no. You're from on a Saturday. So, parang, that Saturday is kind of a relatively free day for you. And then, so after from is pre, diba? And then for us, if the pre falls on a Sunday,
you don't get to go.
Yeah, you don't have to report to work. So basically, you get 2 days off. 2 days away from the hospital. Thank God.
Akala ko naman yung golden weekend was from kanang Friday and then you have the weekend off.
Oh, the whole weekend?
Yeah, because that exists sometimes.
Whoa, what a dream. What a concept.
I know. Just to get 2 days to yourself.
Yeah. So yeah, if you guys are really close with your family and hindi pa kayo nagka-clerkship or whatnot, I swear, lubusin nyo na lahat ng time nyo with your family and friends. And tanggapin nyo na you won't be able to go to your friends' weddings. Because my barkada, I have two, may dalawang couple sa barkada ko who's getting married this year and next year. And then it's so painful to have to decline. One of them invited me to be their bridesmaid. I was like, girl, I can't commit to anything else aside from, you know, my duty. So I'm gonna have to say no. So, it's just heartbreaking.
It's so sad, no? I don't know. For me, kasi, when we were in med school, when people tell you or your profs tell you na you really have to sacrifice your personal time, etc. I'm like, we can make it work.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, girl. That's what I thought.
We can make
thought
it wrong. Work. But then, halimbawa, you give the excuse na, kumari ganyan na, oh, it's my friends. Or even brother or sister's wedding. And, you know, it's not even considered a valid excuse.
Yeah. And parang, you know, my boyfriend tells me, oh, maybe you can file for a leave. I was like, we don't have leaves.
We don't have leaves.
We're basically slaves at the hospital.
Yeah, so sad.
I'm so sad. And like, we don't earn anything. And then, you know, wala tayong holiday. So, wala tayong Christmas, New Year. So,
diba nga, these past couple of days, it's been raining pretty hard. And I'm like, I miss the days when I would just wait for an announcement na suspended yung classes.
Yeah.
But no.
Like earlier, kasi diba nga, I'm currently doing may rotation kami sa Amang, which is in Marikina, which is a known bahain place. So parang those on duty today, parang they asked the resident if suspended yung duty. Kasi, you know, baka bumabaha na, but wala, I think they still had to report, sadly. Yeah.
Kasi if you ask, parang tatawanan ka pa nila. Suspend, what is that? Like,
we don't do that here.
Yeah. Wala lang. It's tough being a doctor.
Sana kung paid, no? Pero we're not. But do you get allowance?
We don't. That's the thing.
Oh, like no stipend whatsoever?
Wala.
Okay. That's sad.
Kaya sometimes it gets really, you know, parang torn ka. Kasi you do all these things. You're overworked and underpaid, like literally overworked.
Hindi nga underpaid as in no pay.
Yeah, no pay talaga. Tapos mapapagalitan ka pa, like the heck did I do to deserve this? You know, buti sana kung residente ako, like I would understand, but.
And then, you know, you see consultants na parang, I don't know, pero at least the consultants I see, they're so chill na lang in life, na pala kalahan, just casually doing their rounds. I was like, kailan kaya ako magiging ganyan?
Kailan ka chill?
Yeah. Parang wala lang, pasok lang sila sa hospital pag gusto nila, ang dami nilang time. Okay. Tapos alam mo yung sobrang fresh nila, tapos ang ganda ng damit nila.
Di sila pinapawisan kasi lagi silang naka-aircon.
May LV. Naka-LV na sila.
Oh my God.
Anyway. But then, wala, you just have to think, dumaan din sila sa stage na to. So, wala, lunok na lang talaga.
Sometimes it's hard to imagine that they actually went through it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even how chill they are. But
yeah.
All of us go through it. That's the hard truth. That's a fact talaga. Like, if there are non-med listeners listening to this, that's a fact. Like, everybody goes through it.
Yeah, like, you think, like, being a doctor is so glamorous and stuff, but...
It ain't glamorous.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So, back to you.
Well, I guess for me... Sige na nga, I'm gonna stick with my original three. Kasi I submitted my example, diba, back in when we had talked about this. And then I listed three things there. The two I've already mentioned. So the last one, because a lot's been happening in life lately, yeah. Pero I think yung very parang pivotal. Big word. Very pivotal na mga ganap. Well, for one, I finally graduated, like, officially.
Yay! Celebratory dance again.
Celebratory dance. Yeah. I finally graduated. And for me, parang, it wasn't a big deal. Like, I wasn't even planning to go to my graduation, FYI.
For real?
Yeah, kasi... Because I was just so done with med school. Honestly, like...
Ayaw na niya.
Oo, like, babalikan ko pa ba? Makikita ko na naman yung mga consultant, na ganyan-ganyan, you know. And I'd have to see the other classmates na ako naman sila makita or makausap. I know, it's such a petty reason. But small things like that really trigger you.
Uh-huh.
From what I experienced. So, parang when the admin released an announcement na, you know, graduation will, and they did it so casually, as in there wasn't even a formal invitation pa at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Ha, they were just like, they posted on the Facebook group, graduation will be held on ganyan ganyan at PICC. Please confirm your slot. And I was like, is this even real? Because as in, ganun scam. Lang siya ka, yeah, ganun lang siya ka short. Walang walang details, walang walang anything. So, yeah, parang when they released it, a lot of my friends were asking me, parang, oh, what are you gonna wear? Mm. I'm like, I'm not even going.
And, you really said that?
Yeah, but ayoko okay. talaga. And, you know, duty, parang for me, like, I'd rather go on duty than go to PICC. Parang for me, mm-mm. it was such a small thing.
Mm-mm.
I didn't really value. Like, okay, fine, PICC siya, pero, so what? I'm gonna, like, maybe it's just me who doesn't see the value or the grandeur in graduations. Kasi, let's face it, tatawagin yung name mo, kung ano yung diploma mo, you have to wait for the other, what, 200, 300 people to get their names called. And that's it. Like,
yeah.
For me, like, what's so special about that? So, yun. But, after some convincing, I finally caved. Because, yeah, sabi nila, excuse ka naman from duty. I'm like, okay, fine. So I finally caved and, yeah, I went to my grad. For me,
You looked happy during your graduation. I saw the pictures.
Well, here's the thing. Whenever there's a major event, like a family event, I'd have to involve my mom and my dad. Problemado sila every time before leaving the house. So para for me, I wanted to be very chill. I didn't want to stress anyone. I didn't want to worry about anything. Because call time was at 6 a.m. And my dad was like, oh, we have to leave the house by 4.
Like, oh, God.
Gotta chill. Like, we don't want to be too early. And then, oh, pero yung pag di tayo maaga, mata-traffic tayo. You know, things like that. So, I really tried to just be chill and zen. Keep it zen that day. Because I didn't want any hassle. And then, I did my own makeup. I did my own hair. I didn't want to go through the stress of
salon. Yeah.
Yeah, tapos maghihintay ka pa. So, I really tried to be chill. And, you know, I didn't bother to look for any other dress because I'm like, tatakpan din naman siya ng toga.
That's true.
So, what was the point? So, yeah. So, that's what I did. I was very chill. I was very zen. The way I approached that day was very chill. And then when I was sitting there already, I was like, tangin na 4 years. Sorry. Tangin na 4 years na yun. But like,
aww.
Yeah, as in I legit had this parang
moment.
Ano ba, epiphany, I guess, na iniisip ko lang before when I was in first year and you were still working and then you would visit me in Val. As in, I had, it's like your, ano to, your whole life going by. Parang,
aww,
how do you describe
like
that?
Like flashback.
Yeah, parang ganun. But in med school years, so I'm like, all everything I, parang dun siya nag-sink in for me. Now, everything, cheesy as it sounds, everything I went through for this piece of paper.
All that hardship.
Yeah. And, you know, along with that, personal experiences. Ganun. And at the time, kasi, well, my sister is already working. My brother was already a resident. So the only people I had that day was my mom and my dad. And I guess with, you know, with being diagnosed, I became closer to my parents because they really encouraged me to open up to them and, you know, for me to let them in. And it took like a really long time to get to that point where my parents and I have a good relationship, as in Karen. You know this.
Aww.
Ayun. So,
that's nice.
So parang I can feel kasi na, you know, they're very proud. another pepe girl, graduated already. So ayun, parang for me, I had a good mood going into it, and then I felt my parents' energy and how proud they were. So ayun, parang
for naluluha na ako.
Totoo ba?
Oo nga, legit. I'm so proud too, hearing it from you.
Kasi, I don't know, you really will have those moments na, you know, and it'll come in a very unexpected time na, this is it. Parang ganun. Siyempre, being me, I went to duty after.
For real? Oh my God.
Yeah, I went to duty. So graduation ended at 11:30. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad for my groupmates that I left behind. So I was like, sige, papasok ako. So yan.
Shadong workaholic tong si Ann. But did you tear up?
No.
No, wala. Nagpaka-senti ka lang.
Oh, parang, I don't know, like, I just, wala, parang na-appreciate ko lang siya na, okay. So that's the appeal that PICC has, parang ganun. So there.
Okay.
I didn't even bother to take a picture dun sa harap ng PICC. Just because for me, like, yeah, pictures are important, like, memories, they're what you look back on. But then, I don't know, I'm in this season nga of my life where I'm just like, I appreciate what's happening now, and the appreciation that I have right now is all that matters.
Okay.
Yun lang. Sorry, thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Congrats though.
Thank you.
Okay, she's gonna get her MD soon and officially be Doctora Aracel.
Di pa po ako legitimate doctor.
Will you take a break ba after boards? Or will you go straight into residency?
I don't even know at this point.
Okay, it's okay. You don't have to answer that.
Because it's so hard. It's so difficult to answer it, actually. Because there are so many factors that contribute to it. Hindi mo alam, baka wala pa lang tumatanggap ng residency for this year, for this quarter. So, it's difficult to tell. Yeah. You know, fun fact. Not really a fun fact, but I don't actually believe na when people say na, oh, this is my plan after taking the boards, I want to do this, I want to do that. I genuinely don't believe na any of those come true.
Oh, okay. Okay. What about those who are super type A? I feel like nasusunod nila.
Coincidence.
I mean,
na
you're type A, so never mind.
No, I don't think it's gonna. Yeah, I don't think it's gonna stick. With everyone I've met so far in internship, na resident and consultant, I'm like, so what happened after ganyan? Oh, I had planned to do this, but then this happened, and then blah blah blah. So never nangyari na. Ito yung gusto ko. Ito talagang nangyari.
Yeah.
So
there's so many things come up talaga, and wala eh, the whole med journey is such a commitment. It's hard.
Yeah. Anyway, yun na naman, my little snippet of life, my little life snippet. Back to you.
Back to me. So I guess to sum up the year that I had, yok, patapos na yung year, hindi naman, like the school year that I had and what I quote and unquote accomplished as well. It's not med related, huh? But
okay.
Wala lang. It's the time that I was free to be quote and unquote again an artista. Since yun nga, I had a lot of time and I was only taking surgery. Like, I'm proud to say that I was able to do a number of commercials throughout the time that, well, I was, you know, only taking one subject. Yeah, so so it was a nice break before going into clerkship. Because, well, clerkship really takes a lot of your energy. So to have that break and also to have that year to earn again. And parang feel like I was valued for a while. Kasi parang, you know, with clerkship, I don't really feel as valuable. And well, actually, the whole med journey, I didn't feel valuable. So parang to have that in between na, oh, I'm earning, like, oh, people actually want to hire me to, like, yeah, you know, be the face of something. Not on face, but, you know, be part of their advertising or whatsoever. But it was an ego boost.
Mm-mm.
So, kahit hindi siya med related.
Actually, it made me happy. I feel like you really needed that then, given. Yeah. Well, it's not something that held you back after all, you know, taking that extra year.
Yeah. And wala lang, I'm proud kasi, yun nga, I was able to get a lot, well, a lot, for me at least, so of projects. Because I thought I'd just get like one or two and then I'd be happy na. But then, no, I was blessed. So yay, thank you. That's why after that, kaya kinoconsider ko na lang mag moonlight forever. And then maging part-time artista na lang. Cause hey, like, it pays more, ha? Cause I heard, yun nga, if you're a resident in a private hospital, you only earn like 20,000.
Yeah.
I was like, 20,000? Paano ka mabubuhay sa 20,000? And like, girl, a resident, you're literally a resident of the hospital.
Yeah.
That's my day. But you spend so much time, energy, effort, brain cells, just, you know, for 20,000. And I was like, is it really worth it? And then, parang ako naman, sorry, but I don't think I'll be able to, or I don't think I want to work in a public hospital after, especially rotating in a public hospital. It's just, as much as I want to help the less fortunate, the environment is so sad for me. Like, it's so sad. And it pains me that I can't really do anything to change the system.
Yeah.
So, wala. My personality, para I'd rather just look away. If I can't do anything, I'd rather just
put on the blinds.
Yeah, turn a blind eye to it. I was like, I'm sorry, na. Wala, it's like, there's just so many patients and you want to give them the best, you know, care. But then parang it's not possible, at least in the level I'm in. So parang I just feel bad. Like, I want to help you more. But so hindi siya kaya ng puso ko. So wala, I'm going to have to work in a private hospital. Yun. And I'm not going to settle for 20,000. I'm so sorry. I'm worth more than 20,000. Paano ko mabubuhay?
Parang may proof ka na na you're worth more than 20,000 because you've been paid more, like, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you guys
are doing much less.
Yeah, parang it, so for example, diba, a one-day shoot, I swear, guys, more than double than what a resident earns, what residents earn in a private hospital. Tapos, yun 1 month, ito compared to a one-day shoot na you can earn this much already. And then, well, I'm sorry, I can't help but compare talaga after experiencing life outside of medicine. Pero gets ko naman yung mga, pero syempre, no, I'm not, ano naman, not, what's the word? Parang respect here. Super respected the ones who, as in, kinakaya nila yung ganun lang yung sweldo nila and still, you know, busting their ass. Like, just really helping out patients. So, salute to you guys. I can't do that.
You know, I just remembered this one story that my brother told me na nag-OR yung consultant. And then, tumawag yung anak ng consultant who apparently is the chief res of the same department the consultant was in. Tapos, nangihingi siya ng baon.
That's so cute.
Imaginin mo, like, chief res ka na. Chief. Tapos tatawag ka during OR. Tapos, dad, payangi ng baon.
That's so sad. Parang ilang taon ka na, like, what, 30? Yeah. Tapos hihingi ka pa rin ng baon sa parents mo. Kahit chief res ka na.
I mean, there's nothing wrong about it.
There is nothing wrong.
You know, it just, it's funny. For me, it's funny.
Yeah. Parang bata pa rin.
Yeah.
But yeah, wala, it's the way it is. It's
the harsh reality of being a doctor.
Yeah.
Ngayon ko fully na feel yung batchmates mo who, you know, are earning a lot of money already and they have their own families and they're starting to settle down. And ikaw, hindi pong baon.
Ito na naman. Ito na naman tayo. I'm sorry, I just have to go back to the story that we tackled, like, that was around Christmas time na ang dami ang there's this person na parang ang perfect ng life niya.
Oh, and my like, God.
She got married again, guys.
She got married again. I'm like, where does she find the time and the energy and the money?
Cause she just finished what, PG?
Yeah.
Wait. She's not yet licensed.
No, not yet.
Yeah. And then nakadalawang weddings na siya, guy. With the same guy naman na. Pero gets parang... wala. Some people are just lucky.
Or baka naman, yun nga, baka naman it's all we see on Instagram. Baka pala tinotoxic na siya ng senior niya.
Di tayo sure.
Bakit gumala ka na naman? Nagpakasal ka na naman? Hindi mo pa na... Nacha-charting hantong pasyente na. Joke lang. All for good fun. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything, just to jump off from that, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Can I say my parting words, Char?
Actually, yeah, of course.
Parting. thank you for having me. Parang guest eh.
I'm gonna play like really sad background music when I edit this.
When did we start Medcast? I think that was 2020?
Yeah, September 2020.
Oh shit! So, it's our 2-year anniversary.
Actually,
special.
Yeah, because we started September 25, so... we're almost there.
Okay.
Maybe by the time I release this, it's gonna be September 25.
Yeah. Whoa.
How time flies.
Yeah. So it's been 2 years with Medcast. Thank you guys for listening to us. I had fun naman, to be fair. Like, and it parang Medcast is always a time to catch up with Ara and wala, just ramble and kahit most of the time nonsense naman yung sinasabi ko. But I hope you guys can still relate with my nonsense kahit papano. And yeah, my favorite episode is still maybe the heartbreak episode of Ara.
Why?
Because I had fun hosting that.
Alam mo ba, just to share. So when I came into V-Luna, I really, really tried my hardest and my best to conceal my identity as Ara from Medcast. And for some weird reason... Not for some weird reason. Somebody found out who is a common friend of Karen.
Oh, I know this person.
Yeah. Somebody found out. And that person turned out to be very loud and extroverted. And so one time I came in for duty and the one of the senior residents were like, oh, may podcast ka palang. And then, wala na, kumalat na siya. Even now in surgery, like I tried my hardest to conceal it and not tell people about it. And then malalaman mo na lang when you go in for duty, you're like, oh, Ara, my podcast ka pala. And that's always their line. You know? My podcast, and always with the crossing of the arms. My podcast ka pala. About what? I'm like, ma'am, nasa description na. I'm kidding. But yeah, I mean, it's fun to have people din naman pala discover about it. But of course, along with it, along with them finding out, comes the pressure of me having to answer, you know, what it's about and what my future plans are. And it just goes to show na, you know, nothing is permanent. Like, I really do wish na we could do this for longer, but I understand na there are several transitions that need to happen without each other. So ayun, honestly, part of me is kind of sad kasi nga, like you said, Medcast is the only time, well, only like designated time.
Yeah.
No, we get to really talk to each other and catch up. And like, part of me is afraid now with everything going on in each other's lives, na we're not going to be able to catch up as much anymore. But, you know, it's part of life, I guess. And I know naman deep down, and I truly, genuinely mean this na, you know, even if I don't talk to you for months or 2 years or for even how long, I know naman na I can always lean on you.
Yes, I'll still be here. And if you need a guest, you know, most likely I'll agree naman. But yeah, I just can't, you know, commit to being a regular. But
yeah.
You know, Medcast really has a lot of potential, as in, objectively speaking. Kasi, not because I'm biased, pero kasi, wala, it's a good podcast for med students talaga, because it's very relatable and it has a lot of potential, and I still want it to thrive, especially when I'm gone. So, ayun, you guys keep listening because. Yeah,
well, I don't know. We're gonna see how it goes in the next couple of months. Maybe this is like a little sprout, and then after that, I'll be gone. I can't really tell, because for me, Medcast is parang final episode feels na talaga. No? For me, parang it's my baby, but also parang. I don't want
the baby has to.
The baby has to grow, yes.
Yeah. But,
like, I don't want to restrict it to just this thing, and I don't want it to be confined na parang this is the plan I have for you and this is what you will grow into. Like, that's the whole point why I created this podcast, is to follow my journey, as selfish as that sounds. It's to follow my journey. So parang if I'm at a season of my life where I'm very busy or prioritizing other things, expect that I won't be able to give it as much thought then. But that doesn't mean na, you know, I'm neglecting it or like I'm pushing it aside. Maybe time will come, it really has to end. But for me, I still want to continue it. Like right now, I just have other priorities in life.
Yeah. You're gonna take your board soon.
Yeah, I have so many, like you said, it has so much potential, and I have so many plans. But you know, being alone now—not that I'm taking it against Karen, but you know, being alone now and only having myself to juggle thoughts with—it's gonna be—it's gonna be challenging to lay out the plans for it. But we'll get there. In the meantime, I'm gonna miss you, boo.
Yeah, Sam. I'm getting senti na nga, actually.
Anyway, so.
Yes.
You wanna
talking to you guys, too. Thank you for listening to Medcast. And, you know, follow us still on Instagram at Medcast. Oh, shit. I forgot the handle. Medcast PH ba?
Yeah.
Okay, at Medcast PH. And the other platforms I forgot. Spotify.
It's been
of course.
So long. Oh my god. But yeah, we are going to end now. It's time to say bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye guys, and happy second year anniversary to us.
Bye guys. Thank you. This has been Ara.
and Karen.
And we will see. Well, I.
Oh.
I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.